brought to you by Penguin.
Did I Ever Tell You This? Written and read by Sam Neill.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin. That was the introduction to Listening with Mother, the first thing I remember listening to on BBC Radio. Listen with Mother. Strange. The last thing I think my mother would want to listen to at 5 p.m. would be this. And while I'm sure for the most part we were comfortable, we might have been a tad uncomfortable when we were told the old king had died. But if you're comfortable, let us begin. This is To My Children. I love you and would love to write about you, but that would be a totally different book. And here my thanks. To Dr. Orly Lavie and all my friends at St. Vincent's, I wouldn't have started the book without you, and I would certainly never have finished it. To Michael Haywood and everyone at Text Publishing for their unflagging enthusiasm and all the punctuation. To everyone who gets a mention, I hope you don't mind. To everyone who doesn't get a mention, I love you anyway, and Volume 2 is all about you. To all my friends who brought me a candle in those dark, dark days. Chapter the First. What does your daddy do? When my youngest daughter, Elena, was small, and at a new school of some kind, I didn't like any of them much, the teacher asked the circle of little children around her, "What does your mummy or your daddy do for a job?" The little hands went up in the air, and the answers flew thick and fast. "My mummy's a lawyer. My daddy's an accountant. My mummy builds houses," and so on. When it came to Elena, the answer about me was both perceptive and entirely accurate. "My daddy sits in caravans." Yes, it's true. That's what I've done much of my life, sit in caravans, or trailers, as they say in the USA. Sitting, waiting for someone to tell me what to do, somewhere near a film set. I used to sit and read the paper, or sometimes even the script. Nowadays, I stare at my iPhone looking for enlightenment. It's never there. Once in a while, there's a knock on the door, and the assistant to someone's assistant, who is an assistant to someone else, might kindly ask you if you'd like a cup of tea. Of course I would. If you're really lucky, they might even bring you lunch, but that would be the assistant to the first assistant who brought you tea. When Elena would visit me at work, that is what I would be doing. Sitting in a trailer, in a car park somewhere, having a cuppa, waiting. Her daddy at work. Doesn't sound like a life well lived, does it? At least it's quiet. But once in a while someone does say, "We need you on set, Mr. Neil." And that's when you emerge, blinking into the daylight. You walk a few meters, spend a few minutes doing what it is you do, act. Once in a while, with luck, you might even act well. And just possibly, you might even go further, walk a few more meters, and actually live some life. That life, as well as acting, is what this book is about. There's nothing terribly exceptional about it, but it is mine. I did a little more than sit in trailers. Much of it I found amusing and rewarding. It was all a surprise, this I know. I'm far luckier, in hindsight, than I deserved. But just now I paused for a minute to ponder who exactly I'm writing this for. Is this for my children, or their children? Is it for you, perhaps? The reader who might have a passing interest in a common or garden screen actor. As a performer, it's best if you know your audience. What do they want? What should I give them? But I don't know who you are. It's hard to get the tone right. How intimate should this be? How jolly? How entertaining am I required to be? It's a bit baffling. And then the answer came to me, and it was obvious. I am writing for myself. This may be yet another
sample complete. Ready to continue?